All right. All right, next we have Tyler with 3 years.
What up? I'm Tyler Hamilton. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic, and my sobriety date's 1/22/18. Thank you. For the first time ever, I was going to come up here, and I didn't feel nervous, but now I got this microphone and these speakers around me, and I'm, like, jittery. I'm going to try and make my message short and sweet today. Has anyone ever heard of Girls Gone Wild? Okay, cool. What about Sponsors Gone Bad? Yeah. That's a thing, right? So I came up here today, right? So I've been doing the work with my second sponsor, and the whole Girls Gone Wild thing was just to catch your attention today. But I'm here to talk about good sponsorship real quick, because I have really good sponsorship. And if you're out there and you're sponsoring somebody and you're not going through the work, do both of yourself a favor and drop that mother. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not doing 12 steps with this person and they're just using you as a name, like, you're prolonging their, like, sickness, and you're probably being a little sick too by, like, just saying, I'm sponsoring somebody, but are you really meeting with them? Are you really doing the work? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get into the work, get in the book. If you got somebody and you call them and that's like your buddy or your friend, cool, that's your buddy, your friend, or your mentor, right? But a sponsor is someone to take you through the 12 steps, help you have that spiritual experience and that psychic change so you don't ever have to drink or use again, right? Right. Like, it blew me away. Like, so I got this guy right now and he asked me to sponsor him. And I'm like, for sure. And I've met with him like once in the past month, and I've never had to actually like fire somebody. But like, I was thinking about it sitting here, and I'm like, I'm doing this guy a disservice because he's just using my name. Like, he just tells everyone, oh yeah, I do have a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, like, people are dying and we are contributing to that. Like, killing people softly by not providing good sponsorship. I've been extremely fortunate, right? I had this dude who went above and beyond for me, my first sponsor. He not only took my phone calls and took me through the work, he was taking me to meetings. He was giving me life advice when I was asking for it, and he didn't have to do all that. Like, his sole responsibility to God was to, like, just take me through the 12 steps. And I blessed that man's heart, Andy Peterson. He's, like, 75 years old. I love that man. But today I got a new sponsor. I go through the work, and I've been emphasized about good sponsorship and being of service, right? They have the whole triangle thing. So, like, I'm in my recovery. I'm doing my steps. I have a home group that I go to, a commitment meeting that I stick with. And I'm sponsoring somebody. You know how I'm doing good in life right now? Is like, I'm always praying, wanting to sponsor more people, because that's like where God's at when you're doing one work with the other alcoholic. Like, that's when I feel the most like, oh my God, this is fucking cool. Like, almost bet, like, I've belonged to all 12 step programs, right? Like CA, AA, NA, SA, you name it. Like, I need to be involved in it, right? And so, like, I know what euphoria and good feelings are like when you sit down with another alcoholic and are actually going through the work. This feeling of like when God is present, or whatever you want to call him, is there. It's like, oh, like if you guys only knew the feeling. If maybe some of you do, but it's just, it's so good. I wish I would have started doing this sooner. And it's just when one alcoholic's working with another alcoholic and you got a big book in front of you, you start reading the thing, you know. And if you do get a sponsor, which I suggest you guys do, make sure they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? Don't just ask someone to be your sponsor so you have a name to tell people, hey, I got a sponsor. You know, like, you're wasting your time and theirs. So if I could wrap it up, good sponsorship is huge. The page 18, I think the second half of page 18 will tell you all about how to find a good sponsor. If it's confusing, I will help you, like, break that down, because the big book can be kind of hard to, like, understand and process the first time around. But, yeah, that's it. Thank you. All right, Tyler.